If you have ophidiophobia or a fear of snakes, you might want to plug your ears for this next story. That's because the town of O'Keene held its annual rattlesnake roundup this weekend, where hunters brought thousands of the venomous snakes into town for a festival. But as KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, some scientists and animal rights groups are casting a skeptical eye on the tradition.
If there are any rattlesnakes in these rocky hills in northwestern Oklahoma, Ty Judd knows where to find them.
Just watch where you step, because like right now, they're starting to move away from the dens.
Judd and his friends have been rattlesnake hunting these gypsum hills for years, armed with long metal tongs, a plastic bucket, and a few simple rules.
Never put your hand on a side of a hill unless you've looked it over, because little snakes will curl up there and they can bite you in the hand.
We rumble down dirt paths, stopping at dens in the craggy rocks. Judd carefully peers into each hole, plucking out the venomous snakes one by one.
When he was like sucking in there, that's like when you jump, you know, you get down and get gathered up so you can jump real high. Well, that's kind of what he's doing. He's sucking in air to get as much power as he can, so when he strikes, he's got a good enough power to get you.
David Wilson is Judd's dad. He says when the first homesteaders arrived in O'Keene, they had a mountain of rattlesnakes in the hills. Ranchers and farmers wanted to get rid of them, and so began a friendly competition.
They was killing them and seeing who could bring in the most. Well, then it went from who could bring in the biggest. Well, then it went from that, well, let's just see who can bring in the most and the biggest live rattlesnakes. And then it went from there.
That competition culminates in O'Keene's Rattlesnake Roundup, one of five such festivals each year in Oklahoma. Pitmaster Todd Felder stands barefoot among nearly 600 rattlesnakes in the so-called Den of Death. Most are Western Diamondbacks. Felder milks the snake's venom and licks it off his hand. Rattlesnake handling is a family tradition. He learned it from watching his father and uncle before he stepped into the den the first time.
I got trained, watched them, how they do it, what they do, and then I add my own little tricks to the show and licking that rattlesnake venom off your hand. Since it is a hemotoxin, you can get away with that, but if it's a neurotoxin, you sure don't want to be taking that on.
Over 2,000 rattlesnakes went through the roundup this year, but none left alive. A buyer purchases the reptiles for their hides and meat. Ty Judd cracks open a box of rattlers at the fair's butcher shop in front of some curious onlookers, grabs one by the head, and puts it on the chopping block where it meets the business end of a hatchet. The snake is then hung and skinned. The meat goes across the fair to Mike Hippard. He has a few standby snake recipes, like deep fried or smoked. This year, he's trying a new one.
We're going to make rattlepinos.
Rattlepinos,
ground up snake meat mixed with cream cheese. We'll stuff the jalapeno, wrap it with bacon, and throw it on the smoker for an hour or so.
Rattlesnake roundups are not as common as they used to be, and a study found they hurt populations of the eastern diamondback rattlesnake. Some roundups in Georgia have stopped killing the animals. But wildlife diversity biologist Mark Howery with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation doesn't think the western diamondback here is on the decline.
We're not seeing a contraction in their range. We're not seeing, you know, a strange or a differing size distribution brought into rattlesnake roundups, but we don't really know what the density of rattlesnakes is.
To some, rattlesnake roundups are inhumane because the snakes are killed as part of a show. The Center for Biological Diversity and the American Society of Herpetologists and Ichthyologists have called for an end to roundups. Cameron Seiler is the assistant curator of herpetology at the Sam Noble Museum in Norman.
We would never see this behavior done on any other group of organism on the planet, definitely not in a public forum and celebrating kind of a mass killing of larger or vertebrate animals in general.
Seiler says scientists follow protocols to kill animals in research facilities to minimize pain and suffering, and that doesn't happen at roundups. And he doesn't buy the argument that roundups protect farmers and livestock.
I feel like the roundups actually impose a greater risk to humans than just leaving them alone, because you're bringing hundreds of individuals of venomous snakes in close proximity to a large number of humans.
And bites are nowhere close to being a leading cause of death in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control says, on average, about 5 people die each year from snake bites. More die from lightning strikes and fireworks accidents. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.